The Middle East after Yasser Arafat was the main topic today at the White House, where British Prime Minister Tony Blair met with President Bush. The two leaders, staunch allies in the Iraq War, said there is an opportunity for progress in the Middle East and for getting the roadmap back on track. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
This was the two leaders' first meeting since Mr. Bush's re-election. It was originally meant to focus on Iraq and on the damage the war there has done to U.S.-European relations, but the Middle East also had been on the agenda, and Yasser Arafat's death pushed that to the fore. At a news conference in the formal East Room, President Bush called it an important moment for the Palestinian people and said the U.S. stands ready to help.
Soon Palestinians will choose a new president. This is the first step in creating lasting democratic political institutions through which a free Palestinian people will elect local and national leaders.
Prime Minister Blair, who more than 2 years ago pushed the president to increase his involvement in the Middle East, added this.
So when we come to the issue of Israel and Palestine, I think what we are saying is we are going to work flat out to deliver this. But people have to understand we can't deliver something unless the people whom it affects actually want it to happen.
Mr. Bush, the first U.S. president to formally call for the creation of an independent Palestinian state, was asked today if he thinks it can happen before the end of his second term. At first, he said that would be an artificial timeline. Then he said, yes, he does think it's possible, with this caveat.
I think it's unrealistic to say, well, Bush wants it done or Blair wants it done, therefore it'll happen. But I think it is very possible that it can happen, because I believe people want to live in a free society, and our job is to help it happen.
There was no announcement today of a special U.S. envoy to the Middle East, something Blair wants, and the president offered only mild support for Blair's call for an international conference on the Middle East. Mr. Bush, no fan of such international gatherings, said only, quote, I'm all for conferences, just so long as the conferences produce something. At one point today, the topic turned to the relationship between the two leaders. Blair's support for the war in Iraq has cost him dearly at home. A reporter from the Times of London noted that Blair is often referred to in Britain as Mr. Bush's poodle. The look on the president's face made it clear he did not like the question.
The prime minister made a decision he did because he wanted to do his duty to secure the people of Great Britain. That's why he made the decision. Plenty capable of making his own mind. He's a strong, capable man.
The questioner also asked if the president owed Blair some sort of payback for his support on the war. Blair answered that one.
We're not fighting the war against terrorism because we are an ally of the United States. We are an ally of the United States because we believe in fighting this war against terrorism. We share the same objectives. We share the same values.
Blair is Mr. Bush's best friend in Europe, where some countries' relations with the U.S. are strained, but the president also pledged to travel to Europe, to as yet unnamed countries, to discuss shared goals with the U.S. shortly after his inauguration next year. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.